Hello, everybody out there, near and far. Welcome to a wonderful opportunity for so much healing and so much improved coordination, movement control, mental health, so many things that you can improve on over time. As you age, as your age number grows, you can actually go in a positive direction with these things and many more. If you could take a moment, either now or when you're done practicing, that's easier, to support our yoga school and this amazing practice. Two ways you can do that. If you'd like to make a one-time contribution, you can go to BYCA, which stands for Bikram Yoga Capital Area, BYCA.yoga/donate, BYCA.yoga/donate, if you'd like to do a one-time support. If you'd like to do something perhaps smaller or recurring on a monthly basis, you can check out our Patreon page, which will give you access to exclusive podcasts and classes and other blog posts that are just for Patreon members. That website is patreon.com/bikramyoga, patreon.com/bikramyoga. Thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who has supported us so far. It is wonderful to keep this yoga practice alive, to keep the teaching and the knowledge, the technique, the wonderful benefits all intact for now and later in the future and for the whole world. Have a wonderful practice. Testing everybody online. Oh, does the sound sound to you? Hi. Good morning. Hi again. All right. We have to say good morning like three or four times, you know. All right, which is not the worst thing ever. Okay, everybody ready for the breathing exercise? Great to see you guys in all your time zones. All right, so let's start with pranayama. As always, feet together, toes and heels touching each other, please. Stand nice and tall, relax your shoulders. Lift your chest up and suck in your stomach. So you get used to standing like this, not only in class, but outside of class too. Now you can interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Throughout the breathing exercise, make sure the chin and knuckles stay in contact with each other. You can swallow a couple of times, focus one point in the mirror. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing slowly. Elbows lift up. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as possible. Hold it. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. You can open your mouth pretty wide. Push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Elbows come together at the end. Inhale, breathing, slowly bring the head down. At the same time, elbows lift up. Both sides of the body at the waist and ribs stretch up. Nice, Kathy. Exhale, breathing, head up. Mouth open pretty wide, push the chin back. Keep the body weight to the heels, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three. Nice, steady sound, four, look way back, five. Elbows come together, six. Again, please, inhale by the throat. Make sure the chin and knuckles are together like glue, pushing the fingers down with the chin bone. Exhale, breathing. Now make sure you push the chin with the knuckles, even if the head doesn't go as far back. We want to keep that contact to support the neck. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, suck in your stomach, five, little bit more, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Keep the body weight, four, all the way on the heels, elbows come together, six. Inhale, push the chin against the fingers. Now the thumbs can separate, all right, but interlacing stays, chin presses down. Exhale, push the chin back with the fingers. The chin actually resists the pressure from the hand, so the head goes slowly. Inhale, now push the chin into the fingers to bring the head down. The fingers resist a little bit, so everything goes super slow and steady. Exhale, one, look up, two, three, push the chin, four, way back, five, elbows together, six. Inhale, head down. Look in the mirror, rib cage lifts and expands to its maximum, hold it. Exhale, breathing, push the head slowly back. Keep your elbows up pretty high. The shoulders can drop, though, relaxing completely. Good, Haley. Inhale, head slowly down, elbows lift up. So at the end of the inhale, chin pushes down into the fingers, ribs expanded. Exhale, push the head slowly back. Drop the shoulders if they've hunched at all. Elbows come forward away from the chest and then touch each other. Inhale, one, two, Three, breathing in four by the throat, five, six, exhale, one, two, look back, three, four, exhaling five by the throat the whole time, six, inhale again, head down. Now the more you suck in your stomach on the inhale, the more you breathe in, the more you will be using your lungs. Exhale, head goes up, push the chin back. So slowly, nice steady flow of air for the whole six counts of the exhale, elbows come together. Inhale, one, few more, two, three, hips and thighs, four, nice and strong, five, breathe in more, six, exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, elbows staying high, four, but the shoulders can relax completely, six, one more in the first set, please begin, inhale by the throat, bringing in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale, good, exhale, breathing head up, now removing the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale, push the chin back. Okay, good. You can change now. Arms down by your sides. The thing with the elbows, I'll just show you because it's hard to visualize. On the exhale, I want to keep the elbows are not going to be as high as on the inhale. So I'll scoot forward so you can see me in line. But when you're exhaling, I want the elbows not to drop. So instead of letting them, if they drop, the head usually drops and the shoulders hunch and the neck kind of feels yucky. So you want to keep the chest lifted, elbows pretty high. Now my shoulders can drop down. Even if my head doesn't go all the way back, that's okay. I'd rather you have something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I know, right? I'm not moving that much. But I'm staying lifted here. Rather than something like this, where this hunches a little and the neck pinches. Okay, so don't worry about the full range of motion if it doesn't happen. Okay, you just want to keep the strength and support. So I know you might think, well, that's not the breathing exercise, right? Your elbows aren't coming together, but it is lifted and it's wonderful for the shoulders. So just try your best with that. Okay, second set, please. Interlace the fingers, knuckles underneath the chin. Keep the chest lifted, body weight on the heels. You can swallow a couple of times. Let's begin. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows all the way up, six, exhale, one, push the chin, two, shoulders down, three, four, keep the chest lifted, five, look way back, six, inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, looks good, all the five, all the way, inhale, six, exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look back, four, try to see the wall behind you, elbows come together, good, inhale again, head down, try to move everything together, the head coming down, elbows lifting, plus the inhale, good, exhale, breathing, head goes up, everything moves together. Good shoulders, Michelle. Keep the elbows nice and high away from the chest, and then they touch each other. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four, as much as you can, five, elbows up, six. Exhale, one, chest lifts, two, three, four, that's better, five, six. Inhale, try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts. So super steady, full lungs, ribs expanding. Nice, Kevin. Exhale, breathing. Removing the same amount of air. On each of the six counts of the exhale, push all the air out. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, head down. A number of things happening in this breathing exercise. Elbows up as high as possible. Hold it here. Good, Kathy. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Number one, sometimes the most obvious thing is the neck and shoulders are waking up. That's true. Elbows come together. Inhale, breathing, head down. But it's a wonderful clearing of the sinus passageway, too. In by the throat with the mouth closed. Good. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. And then every time you bring the head back, sometimes you can even feel right back of the throat clearing, sinuses clearing. Inhale, head down. The even count of the breathing, six in and six out, is very calming for the nervous system. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, push the chin back. Keep the body weight to the heels, stomach, and so we're also strengthening and stabilizing the pelvis, lower spine, legs. Inhale, head down. Now, all this repeated bending of the neck too is very good. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Not just for the muscle and bone structure of the neck, but for the spinal cord itself. We're moving it all the way down to its base. Inhale, a few more in the second set. So a whole list of particular effects, particular side effects of the exercise. Exhale, breathing, one, push the chin, two, three, look back, four, way back, five, elbows come together, six, last two, please, inhale. So I want you to squeeze the thighs together, keep the hips, thighs contracted, and suck in your stomach. Very nice, Haley. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. And this is one of the ways you build support for the lower spine and hips for the rest of the day. One more, please. Inhale, breathing head down. Keep going. It's normal if you feel a little bit dizzy. And when you're done, exhale, breathing, head goes up, push the chin back. Shoulders can drop down. Keep the elbows high. Push the head with the fingers. Okay, good. You can change when you're done with that one. Arms down by your sides. Okay, for the postures themselves, the masks are optional. Do your best to breathe both directions by the nose, please. This is very calming for so much of your system, endocrine system, normal, just regular, what we would call physiology, like blood pressure and things like this. And the list goes on. So do your best. If you realize that you mouth breathe for a second, not the end of the world, just try again to nose breathe. Okay, you have a lot of chances. Let's begin half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Nice deep breath, stretch up, go right and left a few times. It took me years to be able to breathe both directions by the nose consistently, like 10. Okay, so please don't worry if it's not there yet. You just keep trying and know that's the goal that you're headed towards or the direction you're headed towards. Good. Now when you can't stretch up any taller, come back up and stop in the middle. Bring the maximum body weight to the heel, setting up the posture. Push your hips a little bit forward so the front of the pelvis and hips open. Arms back and chin up, opening up the chest and rib cage, allowing you to use more of your lungs. Keep the chin lifted so the neck is visible. Good, Carolyn. Now one more inhale, suck in your stomach mat. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. That's it. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. We're trying from the side view to create a straight line of the body. So if I'm looking at you, I want the stomach in, not jutting forward towards the mirror. That's it, Kathy. I want the arms back, chin up, so the arms don't come forward. Now these are challenging aspects of the posture because it's where we have our weak points and tight points in the body. Abdominal wall, we need to strengthen, and the shoulders are also usually quite tight in a forward bend. So we're reversing all of these sort of normal situations of our lives these days. Push your hips to the left side, keeping the body weight on the heels. Yeah, that's it, Matt, with weight on the heels. When you inhale next, pull the upper abdomen in, lift your chin up. And this is going to help you with arms back, opening up the chest. As you come down more, keep both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder comes forward, opening the chest further. Come down, push, squeeze palms, reach to the right side, and push. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. In the middle, chin up, weight on the heels, inhale, stomach in, try to touch the ceiling. Begin bending to the left. Simultaneously, push your hips to the right. That's it, Matt. Keep the weight on the heels. And now I want you to try to lessen the backward bend at the waistband. So in your mind, the upper body is going to come forward a little bit. Lower ribs, I want you to pull in. And the waistband back bend, which is really normal, you're going to flatten out. All right. There you go, Sue. That's good. That's something that everybody can work on. Even if you're in the straight line from the side, you just want to have attention to the middle back, sort of lumbar spine, not letting it back bend. All right, so pull. Here's what you can do. When you inhale, you can lift the chest, but pull the ribs in a little bit so they don't jut forward. Squeeze palms and reach to the left side. All right, keep both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Left shoulder can come a little bit forward. Now squeeze the palms. Good, Michelle. Squeeze palms, reach to the left side. Exhale, come down and push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice at the end. All the next, we get to backward bend the spine. Nice deep breath in, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. So eyes are always open. Breathe by your nose only. And now bring your arms back towards your ears. So calm, smooth breathing on the back bend is going to let the system relax in a certain sense. Now squeeze the hands, palms, and reach back so the elbows straighten. Go and try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, everyone. As you exhale, push your hips forward towards the mirror. Push your stomach forward. So strong, thighs forward. Body weight on the heels. Now reach back, arms back, go back, arms back. Wonderful. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, take a deep breath. First, stretch straight up. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Body weight towards the toes, please. Reach out and touch the floor. Now, once you're touching the floor, you can move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left knee. Just a little wiggle for the lower spine and pelvis. Feet stay flat on the floor for this warm-up. All right, so you get all the movement at the lower back. Good. Now grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. If you can't grab the heels from behind yet, please slide the fingertips and just a little bit, really no more than 1 inch of the fingers underneath the sides of the feet if necessary. But if you've got the heels, same thing, just a little bit of the fingers underneath the heels. Now pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. That's it all. The stomach on the thighs touching, chest touching the knees, and face push as close as possible to the shins. Eyes open, roll forward so the body weight is at the base of the toes. Continuously pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Not only the upper body touching the legs, but in your mind, it is sliding down the legs. So the top of the head gets closer to the tops of the feet. Pull on your heels, push the knees back, hold steady, eyes open, touch your face to the shins, eventually legs locked with upper body in contact all over with the legs. Good. To change, please bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the grip and come up. Arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Very good. Arms down by your sides. I just want to show you some visuals for correcting the half moon side bend. I'm kind of in your place here now. Okay. So if you can see, I know you can see on Zoom from the side view. Hair and microphone, sorry. I want you to be able to see the places where the spine can bend, the really normal places. So you have to be careful of hips forward. Not doing that. Can you see this part right here? I want you to watch this part. Imagine, just look at that part when I do all these things. Bend your hips forward. I'm exaggerating. Nobody's looking like this, okay? But for the illustration, if you drew a line from the arms down, you can see it's like an S. See how my arms and then my spine and then my hips. Okay, so how to get from here to a straight line? Even if I bring my body weight to the heels, I didn't do anything. Okay. Another thing that can happen, so if I say arms back, I can even bend it more, right? I can do chest up and I can do this. There's all kinds of ways to make a curvy spine, so many, right? So be careful of all these things where you have a little back bend here. So how to deal with that? First of all, weight to the heels, yes, but then what are you gonna do? Fall down backwards a little bit. So when you bring the weight to the heel, something's gonna happen up in the upper body. What do you think? What, Kathy?
It's your belly.
How?
Suck it in.
Suck it in.
Your
Here's an interesting
upper body
thing.
Forward.
Yeah, watch. I can suck in my stomach. See? Yeah. That's just sucking in my stomach. But what I have to do is take this whole rib cage and lift the whole thing.
And it's not forward a little bit, right?
Yeah, you could say forward. Yeah, sure. So I'm going to pick up the rib cage, sure, stomach in, but I want to actually stretch this taller. If you can, right, Kavita, you can get the lower spine to go up. Okay, now, it's not like one muscle. It's not like just sucking your stomach. That's like, pick. You know what you can think of? Like you have your own hands right here, and you are just picking up a body. You're picking up like a little kid, right? You pick them up kind of from there. Let's go. Let's go for a walk. Pick yourself up from the whole thing. It's like every muscle lift the spine and rib cage there. You want to try it? It's fun. Okay. This is how you can be lifted like walking around the earth till you're 92. Yeah? Okay. Let's try a second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways and hopefully beyond. Interlace fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Okay, so everything I showed you, just see what you can figure out. Sometimes you just have to copy the image, copy the picture in your mind. How can you get your rib cage to lift? Don't worry if it doesn't go all the way. Now, one more inhale, stretch up like that, and go ahead, bend to the right. The trick is then to keep that when you bend. You don't want to sink back into the ribs or whole rib cage dropping. That looks great, Kevin. All right, so then you just reach to your extent that you can, squeezing the palms, pulling the body over to the right side. That's good work, Matt. Yeah, so remember, when you keep the weight to the heels, lift the rib cage up so it's right over the pelvis. That's another way you can think of it, not sticking out behind or in front. Come down, five, squeeze palms, four, nice deep breath, three, keep the chin lifted, two, come down and push, one, excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up. Then you get a chance to redo that setup, chin up, okay? Inhale, the whole rib cage, pick your own self up, and then go over to the left. Push your hips to the right. So it's, what's that? Much better? It's really quite amazing. It's sucking in the stomach, but it's using the whole circumference, really, of the torso to keep it lifted. And you still bend and stretch, though. It's not that you're stuck there. It's just the aligning of the spine and pelvis that you create. And then you reach. Come down five, squeeze palms together, four, three. Nice deep breath in two. Exhale, come down and push. Nice, Carolyn, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. It will help your breathing, too. It won't be squished. The breathing has room. All right, nice deep breath in for the backward bend. Drop your head all the way back. As far as it goes, look for the floor behind you. Now you can bring the arms back. Breathing in the backward bend is a very specific placement of breathing. The breath is going to go up higher in the chest, in the very upper ribs. So you can even focus on the upper ribs as you take your inhales. And squeeze palms, reach back, go back. When you exhale, push the hips, stomach, thighs forward, squeezing thighs together, body weight on the heels. Look back, chin back, reach back, all the way, go back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Great. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees. Put your hands on the floor just a little bit in front of the feet. That's good. Reaching out. Kevin, Carolyn. All right. Keep the feet flat on the floor, please, when you do the warm-up. Just bend one knee and the other. Yeah, that's it. So now you can feel, Haley, the lower spine pelvis moving more in the warm-up. Okay, you can grab the heels now from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. So we've done this wonderful side bending to each side, left and right, backward bending. And now this is, yes, it's some forward bending at the hips and very lower spine, but it's also decompressing the whole spine coccyx to the neck. So not only pull on the heels and push the knees back, but when you exhale, I want you to focus on the upper body going down towards the floor. So if you push the fingernails and the balls of the feet into the floor, and just lengthen the body down so the top of the head gets closer to the feet, you'll be getting more of that decompression. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, try to lock the legs. Elbows bent. As you get further in the posture, bend the elbows towards the back wall, squeeze them together a little bit, and hold it right there. Okay, change again. Bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace the grip, and slowly you can come up again. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Gently arms down by your sides. Great. Okay, awkward poses next. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other, not turning in and not turning out. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you. Arms locked, so the tricep muscles are contracted, but the arms stretch all the way out to the fingertips. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, stomach in, sit down please, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. So you stick your butt all the way up behind you, lower down until the thighs are parallel to the floor. Very nice. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Lift the chest up, lean your upper body back, maintaining the 6 inches all over between feet, knees, and hands. Inhale, breathing, come up please. Arms stay there. Take a deep breath for the second part. Go straight up onto the tiptoes, keeping the legs straight. Now suck in your stomach. Suck in your stomach again. Stretch the spine up towards the ceiling, and now sit right down on the tips of the toes without leaning forward or back. So pull the abdomen in. The whole rib cage lifts up the exact same way as the setup of half moon pose. So lift the rib cage up, come up higher on the tiptoes, heels up, keep going, heels up, keep going, knees up all the way on the tippy tip, 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 toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, feet flat position. Third part, come up with just a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Just like you set up, lift the rib cage up, stomach in, with the knees together, slowly sit down. Now, every time you inhale, do you remember how you lifted up the rib cage like you're picking up a little kid? I want you to do that every single time you inhale. And then keep it lifted when you're exhaling. So that is decompression of the spine against gravity. Don't worry about how low you sit. Sometimes you can sit all the way down, sometimes you sit halfway. Anyway, you get all the benefit. Keep the knees together. And if you're sitting down close to the heels, push your knees down a little bit. Hips up a little bit, you got it. Now inhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, slowly come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall behind you without leaning forward or backward, in other words. Very nice. Feet back together, arms down by your sides, breathe in and out by the nose. It's amazing all the ways we can learn how to move the body on purpose, really. All right, second set, right foot step out to the right throughout the posture, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted, take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach in, sit down, feet flat position, maximum weight, body weight on the heels. Now, once you get your hips down in the imaginary chair, the next step is really make sure the feet have stayed straight. And if they haven't, you can open the heels a little bit, open the knees, so you have 6 inches all over between feet, knees, and hands. Now, suck in your stomach, Good sitting down, Michelle. Good. Now lift your chest up, lean back. The whole torso rib cage leans back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right. Keep the feet 6 inches apart, but go up onto the tiptoes. If you can imagine a 6-inch heeled shoe. All right, 3 inches heels really high. So imagine twice as high as that. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Now sit down on the tips of the toes, thighs parallel to the floor. Go right into it. Come up higher on the tiptoes than you think you can. Super high heels. That's right, Haley. Super high heels, super high heels. The ankles are going to press forward for 5. That's it, Carolyn. 4. Higher on the tiptoes. 3. Heels 6 inches off the floor. 2. Super high heels up, knees up. 1. Okay, inhale, breathing, come up. Nice job. Feet flat for just a second. 3rd one, come up a little tiny bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath, pick yourself up, rib cage, torso lifts, and now slowly sit down. While you are sitting down in this one, I want you to keep the spine straight up and down. The body will try to lean forward. And if it does at first, that's fine. It's a wonderful thing to work on. Really deep strength in the pelvis and lower abdominal wall that you are improving every time you try it. Every single time you try the posture with the correct technique, to the extent you understand it, you get 100% possible benefit. Inhale, breathing, come back up, keeping the knees together. It's the best news ever. Okay. When you're all the way up, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. There might be some voice in your head saying, I'm not doing it as well as I should be, or as blah, 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 and I'm not getting it. No. It doesn't know, that's all. Just say, sorry, whoever's in there talking to me, you don't know everything. Okay, all right, ego posture, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, if possible, fingers straight, but you can interlace the fingers if needed. You've got it, Haley. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down low in the chair. As low as you can with the feet flat, weight on the heels, upper body back. Right leg lift up as high as possible. Cross and twist your legs each other like ropes. Put the right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes eventually visible in the mirror. Now, if the foot doesn't wrap yet or if it slips out, just sit down a little lower. That's nice, Alda. We're creating pressure all over bones to the skin. Bring the hands into the center line of the body underneath the nose, and you'll start to feel that pressure at the arms a little more. Please stand up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm, swing it underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face. That's right, Michelle. That's exactly right. That is exactly correct. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair. That's more correct than the first side, even though it seems like less. Okay, left leg lift up over the right. I'll help you with that first side next set. Okay, so left leg over as high as possible, creating pressure at the thighs, and eventually good foot wrapped, Carolyn. No gap between ankle and calf muscle once the foot wraps around. Keep the body weight slightly to the heel as you sit down. The body looks like the first part of awkward pose where you're sitting in the chair with the feet flat. So if you can get your hips behind you, Kathy, as you sit down more. Yes, it's more strength at the shin and ankle there. Pull the elbows down more, everybody, chest up, upper body back at the end. Good one. Sue, come up, please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Now right arm for second set under the left arm. Almost, Kathy. Right leg lift up over the left. Right leg over the left. Second set. Yep, you got it. Now, you don't have to worry about how far you go, how low you sit, or if the foot wraps. Just try to sit down a little more. Pull the elbows down a little bit more so you can watch the shoulders drop down in the mirror. That's very nice. Now push the hands into the center and get your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line directly below the nose. Good. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face as best you can. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down in the chair. All the way down there. Weight on the heels. And then left leg. Good sitting down, Kavita. Left leg over the right leg. You got it. This is honestly a great brain training exercise. The right and left and crossing over the midline of the body is like really common. Just mental exercise, plus we're balancing, plus probably sweat dripping down your face. I mean, it's huge. Pull the elbows down, sit down, upper body back at the end. Great, come up please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, and gently arms down by your sides. Okay, if you need a little sip of water, you can go right ahead. You're gonna take it easy, well yeah, take it easy. My best advice, if you're having a situation where you, like, let's say you haven't been feeling good, or you just wake up today and you're like, oh, I do not feel good. Just plan to let the breathing be in charge. I try for myself not to make any plans. You always can do less if you need to. There's always, like, if you must, if the body's saying, oh my gosh, you better sit down, then sit down. If the body's like, hey, I feel fine, then go for it and do something. I do that for myself. I don't say I'm going to sit the whole time or I'm going to push the whole time. I'm just going to let the breathing and, you know when you need to sit down, right? Things are like a little too hazy, like a little bit you can't see, whatever. Or the breathing, you just can't get it under control. So if you let that lead you, you'll do the perfect amount. Exactly the perfect amount. So you don't have to decide, I'm going to do triangle or not right now. That's like not possible to think about, really. Okay. Yeah, so feel free, of course. Ready? Standing head to knee pose. Feet together nicely. Bring your right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Nice deep breath in. Go ahead, exhale round and grab the right foot a couple of inches below the toes. And if you think about the way that approach keeps you tuned into exactly right now, and that's the best thing you can do at whatever physical state you're in. The standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. If you have the grip underneath the foot, then inhale, breathing right leg can lift up slowly and gently until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Looks good, Carolyn. No higher and no lower. Take a nice deep breath. Now kick the right heel forward, flexing your foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, then you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Kick the heel forward, flex the foot back. Eventually, the elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Wonderful. Change again. That looks good. Now straighten the arms, bend the right knee, feet together. And when you decide to let the breathing and the in-the-moment sensations lead you, it's a commitment, right? It's like, this is my commitment. It will tell you as soon as you need to know when to rest or when to do more. Left leg lift up, thigh parallel to the floor. Full lungs. As you exhale, round forward, grab the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. If you don't grab the foot yet, you just stand on one leg, bring the knee up around the spine, and you are in the posture. 100% benefit happening. Standing leg, solid, concrete, unbroken. On your inhale, if you have the foot, then left leg lift up, slowly, very gently, and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Nice deep breath in by the nose. As you exhale, kick the left heel forward, flexing the foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Looks great, Olga. Once both legs are locked, maintain contraction, especially on the top of the left thigh. And you can bring the elbows down. That's a kavita. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle and then go below the calf muscle. Excellent. Change again. Straighten the arms, bend the left knee, and feet together. In a sense, that process of making that commitment of the breathing is in charge, right? But I'm also in charge of the breathing. Anyway, in a way, making that commitment is giving the power to your life. I don't want to say yourself, because yourself could mean all the talk and the voice in your head. We're trying to give the power to your life in the present moment rather than the voice that says, you have to stand up the whole time or you have to do the whole posture. That's not your life. That's like conditioning and personality and, right, ancestors, probably. Okay, let's do second set, right leg lift up. So this is like life empowerment. And go ahead, pick up the right foot in front of you. When you just say, I am going to inhale, I am inhaling, I'm exhaling, I'm sitting if I need, I'm doing more if I can. It's very simple, but we're not used to it, so it can be a big challenge. Go ahead, right leg can lift up once you have the foot. Once the legs are locked, elbows come down. Now, if you can balance with both legs locked and the elbows go below the calf muscle, then tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, and touch your forehead on the knee for 3 counts, breathing even slower, 2, 1. Take your time to get out of it. When you're done, head comes up. Good, Sue. Then straighten the arms. Nice work. And feet together, arms down. Left leg lift up. You can bring the knee a little higher than the hip joint when you bring the knee up right now. Go ahead, exhale, reach for the left foot in front of you. Turn the toes up. Let's say you don't have the foot yet in your hand. Turn the toes up towards the ceiling. That's right, Michelle. Yep, the ankle can flex. Don't worry about grabbing it. Just turn the toes up. Once you get the foot, left leg lift up and stretch forward. That's a good height of the knee mat. the thigh, yeah. And as you lift the leg, upper body can lift a little too. Nice and slow is fine. Take a deep breath, kick the heel forward, flex the foot from the ankle. Looks wonderful, you guys. Once both legs are locked, elbows come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, round the whole spine, and bring your forehead on the knee, slowing down the breathing even. Take your time to get out of it, head up, nice control, all that, and good shoulders, straighten the arms, bend your knee feet together. All right, one day, Elda, I'm gonna meet you in person. I just know it, I hope so. And Sue too, Kavita just showed up at my house a few years ago. I never met her before, and she found me on Facebook. She's like, hey, can I come hang out with you? I was like, sure, stranger. And now we're friends. It was so great. And now forever, we can, it's just so great. Okay, standing boat pulling pose. There's some context to that. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the side, grab your ankle from the inside. There is like a Bikram Yoga Studio Owners page. We had a lot of conversation online, not just a random stranger. Left arm up in front of you, palm facing the mirror, knees together. Okay, now stretch up tall. Try to touch the ceiling, that's it. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Kick the right foot back. You've got the grip, Haley, that's good. Kick the right leg back and then up all the way. I want you to come down a little bit from the beginning. So first you can bring the left arm all the way down so it's parallel to the floor. This will help you charge forward. It's part of the charging forward. Then kick the right foot straight up towards the ceiling until you can see the foot in the mirror coming up over the head. Standing leg stays locked throughout the posture. Body weight slightly forward to the base of the toes, please. That's good, Matt. Charge forward and kick up equally. Shoot a kick up until you feel a little squeeze on the right side waistband. That's a wonderful back bend, wonderful massage for the kidney. Now come down a little more, stretch and kick equally the same, turning and twisting the upper body to the right to get the right shoulder invisible behind the left. Reach forward with the armpit, let the right arm pull back. Carolyn, pull back, kick back and up, kick back and up, kick back. Good, changing it. Feet together, arms down. I know you're working on that foot thing.
Yeah.
See if you can let this go.
Yeah, I'm working really on the shoulders being in my mind.
Work on, if you can think of letting the back shoulder relax though, not just the twist, but also the, let's do the other side, I'll show you in between, okay? Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the left, grab your ankle. Bring the right arm up in front of you. Palm facing the mirror and knees together, please. All right, take a deep breath. Go ahead, charge your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror at your eye level. You can bring the right arm immediately down. Try to touch the mirror. Kick the left leg all the way back. So the left side of the neck from the ear to the top of the shoulder, just let it be pulled back. I'll show you after this one. Kick back, and then upper body also twists. Left shoulder will disappear eventually behind the right. In other words, your shoulders in one line. Keep the standing leg locked, right upper thigh muscles contracted. That's it, Kevin. And you can bring the body down slowly or right away until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's good, Matt. Come down and kick. Stretch forward and kick. Take a deep breath, stretch and kick. Equally the same. All right, let's take your time to change, please. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Just a quick visual with the upper body. From the side, maybe you can see this. Two things I want to happen. Upper body twists, but also the arms stretch away from each other. Those two things. Number one, twist. Number two, this is long and open, especially across the neck and shoulders. I'm going to do one without the other. I'm just going to twist and kick. I'm like, okay, that looks acceptable. Okay, but what's that happening? Now watch my right shoulder this in action. Can you see the shoulders get like this? Now I know my foot went way back and that's not where I'm headed. I can also, well, I don't know if I can do the other one without the other. If I let the arms be stretched, I think the body's just gonna twist naturally. If I let the arms just go, if I reach, and by go I mean away from each other, these fingertips this way, and let this be pulled just long back, it's going to twist me, is my proposal to you. Okay, now eventually I'm going to come down and that foot's going to end up over. But initially, that's why I'm saying kick back, If you just kick up, you can do all kinds of things with this shoulder. And kick up, right? I know nobody's doing that. It looks wacky, but if you kick back first, can you see this part, Karen? This is the part of the body. This could be a little bit tight or controlling. Or like trying to keep the feet in one line is good, but if you use that back shoulder too much control of it, it can actually limit this lengthening. Let me just show it on the other side for you. Watch this one right here. Okay, so this is with a little bit of tension here, right here. If I let it go this way, the tension might even be up here too, actually. Just sort of keeping it controlled. You just want to kind of see if you can let it go. See if that does something. Yep, okay. I know you're working so hard. Okay, let's do second set. Right hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out to the side, grab the ankle. Left arm up. So if you can just think of the right side of the neck, top of the shoulder, just let them go. Go ahead for 20 counts. Kick back and charge forward, 19. Go ahead. 18, look straight ahead, 17. 16, nice deep breath, 15. 14, standing leg lock, 13. 12, let the right shoulder be pulled back, 11. So it relaxes, 10. And gets a nice stretch, 9. 8, charge forward, Kathy, 7, body down and kick, 6, that's better, Sue, 5, body weight towards the base of the toes, for 3, come down and kick, 2, keep kicking up, 1, okay, wonderful, that's a nice one, Matt, second one is always better, isn't it, I know, left hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out, grab the ankle, right arm up, knees together, please. Go ahead for 20 counts. Stretch up, charge forward. 19, keep your chin up. 18, kick back all the way. 17, so the arm, 16, gets stretched away from each other. 15, keep the chin up. 14, 13, nice deep breath. 12, 11, you have time to try again. 10, standing leg lock. 9, 8, let the left shoulder be pulled back for 6. That's it, Sue. Now body down and kick. 5. 4, abdomen parallel to the floor, 3, go and touch the mirror, 2, come down, back, kick up, 1, okay, just great, feet together, arms down by your sides, nice work everyone, balancing stick is next, any luck?
Yeah, I felt different, it's starting to feel like it's maybe
something
up.
Something, this can be like hundreds of attempts of that thing, and then something is visible. All right, feet together for balancing stick. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, interlace fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up. Inhale, breathing, nice big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now come down, bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Squeeze your palms and pull the body forward towards the mirror. So the shoulder blades, scapula, rib cage, spine, everything comes forward towards the mirror. Body weight to the toes, man. A little more stretch forward, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. That's it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, chin up. Inhale, breathing, nice big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Now come down, upper body down, but keep the chin away from the chest at the exact same position as when you were standing straight up. Come down, leg up until you look like a capital letter T. Squeeze palms, pull the body forward, go forward, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, stretch, and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms and head together, feet together, arms down by your sides. Excellent. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, point your fingers up, chin up, please. Inhale, big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now come down, leg up. It's a short posture, just 10 counts. So you got to make up your mind with 100% concentration. I am standing on one leg and stretching. Squeeze palms, go forward. Now suck in your stomach a little extra. Left leg stretching all the way back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice job. Good one, Michelle. Feet together. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes point. Come down, upper body down, right leg up. The back leg, not only the knee straight, but the whole thing reaching for the back wall, all the way from the hip joint, even at the abdomen, all the way to the right toes. Stretch back, come down, leg up, stretch forward, go and touch the mirror, leg up. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, nice deep breath in, and arms down by your sides. All right, inhale and exhale by the nose. Wonderful. Next is standing separate leg stretching pose. You can step over to the left side of the mat, or at home if you're turning, no problem. Feet together, side by side. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Right foot, nice big step out to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor. Palms face down. Now make sure the heels are in one line. The feet can slightly be turned in or straight ahead, but not turned out. Lock your legs, suck in your stomach, stretch your upper body forward towards the mirror, then down towards the floor, keeping the arms outstretched for as long as possible. See how far you can go with your legs locked, kneecaps lifted. When you can't go any further, put your hands down on the floor, ideally grabbing the heels from the outside. If you can't step on the fingers at the heels, try to step on the fingers with the fingers closer to your toes, so you have the fingernails on the floor somewhere. Suck in your stomach with the legs locked. You can pull on the heels. That leg shaking thing is exactly right, Haley. Try to keep the kneecap lifted for a few seconds, and then if it drops, just contract it again. Pull the body down to stretch the head towards the feet, eventually, towards the floor between the feet. Eventually, head will touch the floor. Okay, to change, bring your head up and arms out. Slowly come back up. Inhale, right foot steps to the left, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Excellent. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Right foot, nice big step out to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a slightly wider step if you did not touch your head to the floor yet, so bigger. Lock the leg, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then come forward. Arms outstretched. Keep the body weight forward to the base of the toes the best you can. Stomach in, heels wide. There you go. When you can't bring the body down anymore, grab the heels from the outside. Stepping on, you're only really going to step on the eight fingers, but the thumbs stay next to the index fingers. That's it. When you can keep the muscles on the fronts of the thighs contracted, kneecaps lifted, backside of the legs can relax and get a really wonderful relaxed stretch rather than an attempt to stretch when there's tension there. First the backs of the legs stretch, then the hip stretch. So suck in your stomach, stretch the body down, then the whole backside of the body decompresses, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. Change again, head up and arms out. Slowly come up. Once you're standing again, inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms out by your sides, wonderful. Triangle pose is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, full lungs. Right foot, take a big step to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. For the setup, please take a deep breath. Exaggerate the hips forward a lot. Bring the arms back as much as they will go. Inhale, lift the chest up. Now turn your right foot all the way out to your right. Bend the knee and sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathe in, tilt the whole upper body over to the right. Bring the right arm on the inside of your right knee and push the knee towards the back wall with the help of the right arm. Where you're headed is touching between the big toe and second toe, but the elbow never goes below the knee. So keep the rib cage lifted, lower body, hips down. So you have a nice big gap triangle. There you go, Kevin, between the right thigh and right ribs and armpit. Turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder so the right side profile of the face is visible in the mirror. That's it, Kathy. Just push the knee back a little bit more. Sit down, everybody stretch up equally the same. Try to touch the toes and the ceiling at the same time. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful. Turn the right toes straight ahead. That's kind of what we were doing with the shoulders in standing bow. Yeah, hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest, turn the left foot all the way out. Maximum distance between your fingertips. Go ahead, bend the left knee, sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. It's so great, Kevin. Now, take a deep breath, tilt the upper body to the left. Such a different energy, strength, shape. Now, get your hips down all the way, one day. Left thigh parallel to the floor. You can turn your head, touch your chin to the right shoulder. That's it. Now everyone get your two hips forward, right underneath the upper body. Even though the upper body is stretching out at the diagonal, you can bring the ponytail over the bottom shoulder. That's the right way, Kathy. Stretch up and down equally the same. Sit down, everyone try to touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good. Turn the left toe straight in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Any questions on trying to comment? Kevin has a comment.
All things weird.
You can get some water if you need. Go ahead.
To my ear, it seemed like more than normal was to get your hand
touching the toes.
Yeah. That's not the focus at all for me now.
Oh, sure. Everything else is
it's just lifting up. And
sure.
If I get there at some point, fine, but I'm not collapsing.
Right. That's great. It's a wonderful thing, just in general, like the evolution of your understanding of all the things that you have to do in the posture, or have to try to do. right?
Because I could touch them.
Yeah, you could touch the toes before, but probably you were turning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be crooked.
And the hips were, yeah.
I'd sacrifice the strength I'm building up.
Yeah. Wonderful. Kevin was saying she was sacrificing the strength she was building up now. Like, she wasn't doing it before because she was so focused on touching the toes, but the hips and pelvis and all that alignment, keeping the ribs lifted, wasn't happening. And now she's doing all that stuff, and oh, maybe I'll touch the toes, maybe not. But I know you're trying. It's not like it doesn't matter. It's not like there's no effort there. It's just that everything else, the postures become more about the whole body.
Integrated.
Yeah, integrated, sure. That's great. Does anyone have a birthday today by any chance? I mean, this is an ideal thing, right? Over time, you get more of yourself.
As you age.
As you age. Yeah, as aging is happening, better movement control, right? More integrated movement. That is really amazing. Thank you, Matt, for pointing that out. Okay, let's do second set of triangle. Inhale, arms over the head. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. This is seriously cool. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Lift up the chest, turn the right foot out, all the way out. Go ahead, bend your right knee and sit down. Okay, try to get your hips all the way down. Over time, this is gonna happen more. Now, you can go into the posture, palms facing the mirror, chin to the left shoulder. Two hands and two shoulders in one vertical line is the goal, and they stretch. The top hand fingertips reach up, bottom arm fingertips reach down. Very good one, Matt. Now see if you can, everyone, tuck the hips or butt cheeks underneath and forward a little bit as you push the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward towards the mirror. That's great, Haley. Stretch up and down. Sit down a little more. Touch your toes. Okay, inhale, breathing, come up. Right toes turn straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Lift your chest up. Left foot turns all the way out. Now that right foot toes, Haley, can turn it. Yeah, exactly. That'll help you sit down. Uh-huh. Make sure the left foot toes are pointing straight out to that side wall. You got it. Now go ahead into the posture, palms facing the mirror, chin to the right shoulder. And this one, Haley, will feel better if you close your step about 4 inches, just a little closer between the heels. Yeah, you're great. You're doing great. There you go. Now what you ideally feel is pressure underneath the left foot. You're doing just fine. You want to be able to push the left foot down and keep the upper body rib cage lifted as you feel grounded and strong, but lifted and light. Turn and twist by pushing left knee back, left shoulder forward towards the mirror. Nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn straight in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, arms down by your side. Haley, you have been doing everything so amazingly. Did you? Seriously. You've seen her, Carolyn, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Your challenges don't work too hard because you can do things, right? You can move your body, so back off if you need to, okay? All right, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross the thumbs. Right foot, nice big step out to the right. Keep your arms and ears together. Take a deep breath, turn on your heels to face the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and left hip forward. Nice step, so you get both hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Now go ahead, exhale, breathe in, tuck your chin to the chest, round your spine, bring your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get your head to the right knee, bend the knee up a little bit. Bring it to the forehead. Hands in front of the right foot. Push your fingertips into the floor so wrists and elbows are straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Eyes are open though, throat compressed, breathing always normal. Good one, Aldo. Lock the front leg, everybody. Inhale, breathing slowly. Come back up. Arms and head together the best you can. Turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and right hip forward. So you get both hips facing that side wall. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and go ahead. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Go down front side. That's a good step, Haley, between your feet. Just perfect. Nice wide step. That's it, Michelle. The back foot can turn in diagonal wise 45 degrees. If you cannot get your forehead to the knee, bend the knee up to the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor. That's a great, good stomach in, you guys. Very good hips in one line, Carolyn. Eyes open, maximum compression of the throat. Breathing smoothly. All right, now lock the front leg and slowly come up. Squeeze the thighs together and you try to come up facing that side wall. And once you're standing all the way up, then you can turn, face the mirror. Right foot steps to the left foot, arms down by your sides. So good. Okay, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed. Right foot step out to the right. Pretty big step. You can try a little wider than the first set. Turn on your heels facing the right side of the room. Bring the left hip forward, two hips in one line. Inhale, reach up, try to touch the ceiling and go down. Really think of going in, your head in towards the navel. And then your head is gonna have to stop somewhere, right? You get to the maximum flexion or forward bending of the spine. If needed, bend the knee up so knee and forehead are together. You want contact and a little pressure there. Keep the back leg locked, back heel pressing down. If you can, try to push the outside edge of the left foot down, mat, and the amounts of the ankle pushes out a little bit on the back leg, out and back towards the mirror, towards me. All right, everyone change. Lock the front leg. Take your time coming up without twisting the body. Left hip stays forward. You got it. Now turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Back foot turns in 45 degrees. Once you have the hips set up, inhale, go up. Try to touch the ceiling and then curl and tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, put on front side, forehead to the left knee. If needed, bend the left knee up and bring it to the forehead. Back leg locked, back heel pressing down. Push your fingertips into the floor. That's it. Now suck in your stomach, especially when you exhale, and try to hold it in when you inhale next. Learning how to breathe truly at different areas of the breathing apparatus, sometimes more rib cage around the sides and the back, sometimes upper chest, sometimes the abdominal wall moves. This time stomach is in. Just figure out how to breathe to stay in the posture. Good, lock the front leg, slowly come up, right hip and thigh stay forward. That's good, Kevin, squeezing thighs together, head and arms up last. Once you're all the way up, turn and face the mirror. Right foot steps back to the left, arms down by your sides. Great, we are almost through with the standing postures. Please step to your mat for tree pose, toes and heels touching each other where you started. All right, shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel up as high as it will go on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can grab the front of the ankle with your right hand if needed and grab underneath at the toes with the left hand. Once the heel's all the way up at the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back. Standing leg locked. Lift your whole self up. Rib cage lifts up, but the upper abdomen suck it in. Two hips in one line and two shoulders in one line. First, you can bring the right hand in front of the chest. Breathe as smoothly as you can just by the nose to calm the system. If the foot does not slip at all, you can bring the left hand up as well, palms together, right in front of the chest. Very nice. Change again. Bring the right foot down and arms down by your sides. Left leg begin. Bring the heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Make sure the standing foot points straight ahead, so you can always start with the feet together to make that happen. Once the heel's all the way at the top of the thigh, very slowly and gently with the left knee, bring the left knee down and back, hips forward. Standing leg locked, suck in your stomach, whole spine stretches up. Ribs lift, but don't jut forward. So upper abdomen, pull it in when you stretch the spine up. Go ahead with the left hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. So not too high, not too low. And if the foot doesn't slip, the right hand can come up. Shoulders stay relaxed. Nice one. Change again. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. Now for toe stand, begin. Bring your right heel, just like tree pose, right heel to the top of the left thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing legs straight until you can touch the floor in front of you. You may or may not touch the floor, but just reach forward. Once you touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down on the heel. If you can sit down all the way, then bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down. To get two knees in one line parallel to the floor, then suck in your stomach, pick yourself up again. Ribs lift up, stomach in. Left hand can come up in front of the chest. If you can balance, bring the right hand up, palms together. All right, very nice. Change again. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips back up, standing up in tree pose for just a moment. And then tree pose, look straight ahead, finishing up. Okay, put the right foot down. On the next inhale, left leg lift up, right into the other side. As long as you can keep your heel in the top 6 inches of the standing thigh, then you can come forward and try some of toe stand. Whether or not you get all the way down to the floor, you get exactly the benefit that your body needs when you go to your limit. So you don't have to worry. Once you're touching the floor, you can sit down on the heel. You don't have to worry about how much you're getting out of it as you're doing it. If you just keep your mind with the breathing, keep your mind with the technique, and then pay attention to the input that you get from the body as you're trying the posture. Stretch your spine up to the ceiling. You guys can bring the hands up one at a time. That's it, Sue. Lower abdomen in. If you push both knees down and in, squeezing the knees in towards each other a little bit, this can help you gather the muscles deeply in the pelvis to keep the spine supported better. Okay, change again, hands to the floor, push your hips back up, standing up in tree pose. And once you're up, please look straight ahead, finishing up. Tree pose, change left foot down, arms down by your sides. Excellent, standing postures, everyone. Please turn around, relax on your back, head towards the mirror, and feet towards the back. Thanks for adjusting your cameras if that is needed. Now, the abdominal wall, that part that moves when I say suck in your stomach, just let it relax now. So when you breathe, the belly button area just lifts up. And when you exhale, it lowers down. Try it again. Sometimes we're conditioned to holding that in a tense way, not all the way in and not all the way out, but somewhere in between. There can just be a tension there. So in this class, we're breaking free of those tense habits. I don't know anybody that doesn't have tense habits somewhere in the body. It can be muscular, but it can also be mental, right? Like tension, you know what that feels like. So anyway, we're trying to break out of the patterns of tension. And some of this is as simple as just one body part, training it how to relax, just lying down, breathing, letting the belly go up and down. It's reversing a pattern in many cases that's been non-purposefully being trained. Like we've been not on purpose training ourselves in a tense direction mentally and or physically. And I mean training because it builds over time, not like purposefully you're like, I think I'm going to become tense this year. No, nobody's doing that. But I refer to it as training because it's being cultivated and getting more skill. So you can get more skill at tension, or you can now purposefully gain skill and build the kind of training that's going to feel so much better and be physiologically, anatomically, mentally, psychologically, all helpful for your healing process and plural processes. There are going to be so many over time. So deliberate, smooth breathing is one of those steps you can take. And just try again. Anytime you feel like, oh gosh, I was holding my breath, you just get to try again. Just take one smooth inhale, concentrate on it, and then one smooth exhale. It's quite amazing what you can do with your own self. Okay, let's begin wind removing pose. Please start with your feet together, legs straight as they were in Savasana. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. Thumbs cross and deeply interlace fingers. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder armpit, avoiding the rib cage, but creating pressure between the right thigh and lower right abdomen. Keeping your head on the floor, tuck your chin. Looking down the center line of the body, the back of the neck stretches. We will just do one set of this posture. So you can pull to the limit. Breathe in and out by the nose. You can even suck the stomach in to help control and lengthen the lower spine. Very good. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down by your sides. Left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers deeply with thumbs crossed. Pull your left knee towards the left armpit shoulder, avoiding the ribs, but creating pressure between the left thigh and lower left abdomen. Please make sure your fingers are interlaced all the way to the bottom of the fingers so that the thumbs can cross, and you can get this pressured, strong grip with the finger pads or fingertips pushing into the opposite hand. This is going to help you with oxygen delivery and anti-inflammation to the hands. Tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Breathing normally, pull and freeze. Wonderful. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows, each other if possible, 2 inches below your knees. If you cannot grab the elbows, you can grab the forearms or the wrists, or even hook the fingers together. So you get a nice compact position with the body. Keeping your head on the floor, tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Please make sure the ankles and feet are relaxed, side by side, uncrossed. Tuck the chin, keeping the head on the ground, so little by little the back of the neck flattens, lengthens to the floor. That's it, Kathy. See if the shoulders can slide down away from the ears, just a touch. Change again, everyone. Back to Savasana. Heels touching each other for a moment. Then let the legs relax. In Savasana, the arms down by your sides. Start with the palms facing up. And then just let the arms relax. Yeah, arms on, hands on the mat if possible, close to the body. Right around the edges of the chair. Okay. Next, we're going to do a sit-up, everyone. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. As you're bringing the head to the knees, strong exhale, little bounce there. Turn around, please lie down on your front side for cobra pose. Hands underneath the chest, right at the shoulders, middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, pinky fingers in line with the deltoids. We're skipping the second set because of all the fun in the standing postures. Okay, so all the fingers pointing straight ahead. That's just right, Haley, with the hands. No space between any fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. That's right, Michelle, good. Legs together, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, lift your upper body up using 100% back strength, but also some help from your arms. Push the hands down, get your upper body rib cage up. So everything above the belly button is in the air. Belly button stays touching the floor. Legs squeeze together. Now elbows stay in close to the sides of the body. They stay bent at a 90 degree angle and reach down towards the hips to drop your shoulders down. Now lift your chin up, lift your chest up, squeezing the back muscles, come up. Change, lower the chin to the floor, straighten your arms, bring them right down next to you, and turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other, heels separate. Now when you breathe, the lower back actually will lift up. Things will move internally there in the abdominal cavity. Second set, cobra pose, chin on the floor, hands right underneath the chest, middle fingertips in line with the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids, not sticking out. Okay, legs together as one cobra tail, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, come up, push the palms down. Use your arm strength to come up halfway. Drop the shoulders down right away. That's it, Michelle. Now elbows squeeze into the waist. That's fine, Haley. Good. Now lift your chin up. Push your face up towards the ceiling. All the look back, go back, lift the chest, rib cage up. Very nice. Change again. Chin on the floor. You guys look great online. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left, please. Big toes touch each other. Heels separate. Next is locust pose. Flip your hands over so the palms are on your mat. Then you'll slide the arms underneath the body as close to each other as possible. Eventually, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor. There you go. Arms may hurt a little bit. If it's too much, just separate the hands a couple of inches. All right, chin forward. Lock the right leg. Lift up your right leg. Come up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight, toes pointed, reach back with the leg lifted up, push the arms down, leg up, everybody. Very nice. Change again, right leg down. Keep the chin forward, chin on the floor, left leg lock, lift up, please. Knee straight, toes pointed. Come up, everybody, squeezing the leg to stretch it back. You got it all. The lift up more, push the hands down more, get your leg up. Change, left leg lower down. Now, please turn the head straight in so the mouth is on the towel. We're going to get ready here for the third part, so you can scoot your arms. See if they'll get any closer to being straight or closer to each other or a little of both. Make sure that you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing, begin. Both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up, everybody lift up. You can try a few times. Just inhale, get my legs up. I gotta get the legs up. You can do it, legs up, go up, more up, lift up. Change again. Very nice, Matt. Lower the legs, take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other, heels separate. That's it, just let everything B. Second set. Flip the hands over, arms slide underneath you, pinky fingers touching side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Inhale, breathing, begin. Right leg lift up, 10 counts. You can do it. 9, leg up, 8, 7, inner thigh lifts, 6. That's it, all the 5, 4. Push all 10 fingertips, 3. Lift up, 2, into the floor, 1. Wonderful. Right leg down. Lock the left leg, lift it up, 10 counts. Look in the mirror, 9. Look forward, 8. That's it, 7. 6, push arms down, 5. That's it, Michelle. Hold it there, 2, 1. Left leg down. Okay, now turn the head in, mouth on the towel, and see if the arms will adjust a little bit closer to each other or closer to the feet. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up, 10 counts. You can do it, 9. Legs up, 8, 7. If the legs separate, 6, squeeze them in, 5, towards each other, 4. Lift up, 3, 2, 1 more, lift up. 1, good, lower the legs. Take your arms out and then turn your head to the left. Focus on the sensation of the arms, right? Instead of the mind can go so many places outside of the room, outside of the body, right? Like anywhere and everywhere in time and space. But if you can stay with your breathing, number one, and stay with the body parts. For example, when you're in this posture, the arms might really feel a lot of pressure. Okay? Then when you get out of it, you can actually be with the arms as they shift, as the transition happens from, oh my gosh, pressure, to, wow, my arms feel great. You can stay with the change in sensation of in the posture to not in the posture, rather than, what am I doing on Friday next week, right? There's so many places you can go. But if you can practice tuning into the changes of body sensation as you're in the posture, not in the posture, you are getting not only the physical benefit of knowing what that feels like, but the mental benefit of being in the moment. And then all the cascading side effects from both of those things. Okay, full locus posture, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders. Cultivating that process will allow you to practice in any condition, all right, of injury, pain, stiffness, etc. Okay, legs and feet together, inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Because you're learning to trust and respect and stay with the body parts when they're in a healing mode, when they're maybe hurting you. Arms go out to the sides, reaching out to the side walls. Bring your arms up until fingertips are in line with top of the head. Now lift the legs up, lift your ribs up. Everybody squeeze the back muscles, lift up. Change, lower the hands, chin, and feet to the floor. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right, big toes touch each other. So, focusing on certainly the effort while you're in the posture, the technique in the direction, the best of your ability of understanding. But it's two ways, the nervous system, right? You do things with it and you feel things with it. So you also listening or tuning into moment by moment, what does it feel like? Not, I like it, I don't like it, not, you know, good, bad. Just be sensitive to it. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. Then you will learn also the range. There is a range of discomforts that are not injurious, that are not what I would like to put in the pain category. It's just some intensity. Go ahead, inhale, lift everything up. Sometimes that's of stretching. Sometimes it's of muscle contraction. Arms up, fingertips in line with top of the head. Reach out to the side walls. For 10 counts, lift up, 9, breathing smoothly, 8. Arms are great, Sue, 7. They can go back a few inches, 6. Inhale, lift, 5. Chest up, there you go, 4. Legs up, 3. Take a deep breath, 2. Exhale, everything up, 1. Wonderful. Nice job, Haley. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. A whole catalog of intense sensations in the body that are not hurting you. Right? You guys know this? You guys have been doing this class for a while, and or some other intense physical activity that made you stronger or gave, you know, built something wonderful for you. Next is bow posture. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. All five fingers together. Wrist straight. That looks great. Knees about as wide as the hip width and shoulder width. Inhale, breathing. Begin. Kick straight up towards the ceiling and look up. Thighs press up. Lift your chin up, kick up. Keep kicking without intermission. However high you go, you go. It might be a little bit, might be a lot, but you just kick up. Now roll forward, try to keep the body weight or bring the body weight onto the abdomen. So the abdominal wall is now the feet, right? It's the base of the posture. Lift your chin up, kick up everybody. Hands and feet go straight up towards the ceiling. Nice, Michelle. Change again. Bring the knees and chin down. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. There could be a language that has a much richer vocabulary for human life and human body sensation, even just in the sort of muscle bone structure. We can adapt, right? Like, how deep do you feel that? Is it sharp? Is it broad? Right? There's ways to describe it when you feel something a little uncomfortable. You can really get to know what is injury pain and what is the intense and or discomfort that is really necessary and helpful and good for my life. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes. Get a good squeeze on the feet. All right, inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Go ahead, please. It's about 20 seconds. Each of these postures we hold at whatever depth you get to for about 20 counts in stillness. creating a specific circulatory situation, a specific spine situation, a specific breathing sensation. So keep the breathing as smooth as you can while you're holding the shape of the body. Lift your chin up, get your thighs up, everybody kick up. Change, looks great. Kevin, Kathy, bring your arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. All right, fixed firm pose. Please push yourself up, come up to the top of the mat. You can sit on the heels briefly to begin with, knees and feet together. Feet point straight towards the back wall. Then lift your hips up a little bit, separate the feet so you can bring your hips right down to the floor between your heels, no gap between heels and the hips. There you go. The knees can be any width. The knees can be together or apart. If you can get your hips down to the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet, lean back onto the elbows. What is needed is that the knees stay on the ground. So if your knees start to lift up, separate the knees or go less so the knees always stay on the floor. Now, if you can get all the way back onto the shoulders and upper back, bring your arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. Pull the elbows down into the ground and tuck your chin towards the chest, lifting the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. Here, this is a particular shape of the body. Breathe as smoothly as possible. The abdomen is being stretched, but you can also relax it. Just breathe in and out by the nose. Good, change again. Bring your hands back to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come up, chest up, chin down. Good, turn around, relax on your back. With the ankle, shin, or knee, or all of it?
Just the ankle, I just need to.
Oh yeah, no worries. If you ever need to go less, that's fine. If it was just something I had to adjust, then no problem. Do you have a sport, Haley? Or had, have you?
Cheerleading.
Feet together, flex arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, let's do second set, top of the mat. Please sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Lift the hips up just a little bit so you can move the feet out of the way, and then sit down, feet point straight back. You can go back, hands on the feet, elbows first to the floor, head and then shoulders. Take your time. You can stay on the elbows, for example, if that feels like a lot, let the head drop back. Next step is to bring the head to the floor. You can start with the top of the head, then the back of the head, then the shoulders, but you can always stay at any stage of the posture. And it is, every stage of the posture is the posture. When you get to the limit, you can do arms overhead, tuck the chin, and just stay there, breathe in stillness. Very good, change again. Bring the hands back to the feet with help of the elbows. Chest up, spine straight in the middle. And then just a quick turn around. Relax on your back. Smooth exhale by the nose will immediately calm the system a little bit. And then another one will calm it a little bit more. Together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath, full lungs, sit up, please grab the toes, strong exhale, all right, next is half tortoise posture, please turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet, all the way together in the back of the mat, spine straight to the mirror, inhale, breathing arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, stretch the upper body forward towards the mirror, try to touch the mirror, the side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor, if possible, the forehead touches the floor, but it doesn't happen for everybody at the beginning of this. You just stretch anyway. Whether or not forehead is touching the ground, stretch the arms forward, palms pressed together, thumbs crossed, and wrists up a little bit in the air. So the shoulder blades getting pulled forward. This is another way, this is another action of decompression of the spine, just like we did at the beginning of class. So push the hips back into or towards the heels and keep stretching the fingertips towards the mirror. Arms and head together, inhale, breathing, come back up, keeping the hips on the feet. Arms down by your sides, great. Turn around, please relax on your back. It's a bit different, Haley, isn't it? The stillness versus quick movement. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Nice deep breath in, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, thumbs crossed. Inhale, reach up and then come forward. Keep depression of the abdominal wall the best you can. Go and touch the mirror. Remember, in your mind, just aim for the thing. Have the vision of the thing. If I say you're trying to touch the mirror, you know you're never going to touch the mirror. Same thing with all the other instructions in the posture. You might do it, you might do 10% of it, you might do 80% of it, but just keep a pure vision in the right direction and you will get absolutely the best that you can out of it. Keep stretching forward, and you can take a few deep breaths while holding the posture. Full inhales, smooth exhale. A couple more, full inhale, keep stretching forward, smooth exhale by the nose. Okay, arms and head together, palms together, inhale, come back up. Wonderful. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. That thought, Matt, came back into my mind about over the aging, over time, as the age number increases, we can increase the comprehensive conscious movement integration body part control. And even people that start out with a fair amount, okay, if you're very recently doing something that requires a lot of body part control, concentration, coordination, there are parts you can still gain. There are body part movements that you might not know yet and that you can gain over time. It's such a sustainable, it's gentle and intense at the same time, right? This class can be so gentle and so intense within one class and up and down over time, right? Depending on what you bring in. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, please grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, next is camel posture. Everyone turn around, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the hips or higher on your lower back, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Go back halfway. Breathing normally by the nose, keeping the eyes open. You just go back as far as you can and stay there for a moment. Then right hand down. You can grab the right heel with the right hand, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Next is left hand down. Grab the heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, a full palm grip on each heel. Inhale into the upper ribs. Now everybody exhale, push the hips forward. You got it. Stomach forward, thighs forward, look all the way back. One at a time, bring the hands up. Looks great. Take a deep breath, push hips forward. Chest up, spine straight. Good. You can turn around, relax on your back as soon as you can. Someone recently asked me, someone, I don't know, middle-ish age of previous athletic background said, well, I've done this sport, that sport, this sport, you know, how do you think I would do? And my spouse really is not athletic at all, doesn't have much athletic background. Do you think we could both do that class? I'm like, oh, totally. Here's what you watch out for. Here's what you watch out for. Here's the benefit you will feel. Here's the benefit that person generally will understand. But absolutely, yes. You can come in here with tremendous coordination, athletic background. You can come here with nothing in that realm at all. I've seen it all work to extreme benefit in both extreme cases, in fact. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set. Top of the mat, standing up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between the feet. Hands on the middle back if you can, fingers point down. Take a deep breath, push the hips, pelvis, thighs forward, let the upper body go back. Now, at first you might just be dropping the head back, just figuring out how to breathe, but you can also push the chin, face, and throat backward. Push the hips forward. So you're essentially pushing the front of the pelvis and the face in opposite directions. You can bring one hand down at a time to the heels. If needed, you keep your hands on the hips or waistband a little longer. Nice deep breath, everyone. Exhale, push your hips, stomach, thighs forward continuously towards the mirror. Change again, please. Bring the hands up. Inhale, push both hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. I can make you one promise, Haley, that one will get better. I can make the other promises too, but we'll just keep it to that. Okay, that one will get better. Your breathing and the sometimes tension, kind of even anxiety, feeling dizziness, all that is normal when you start, and it will shift. Okay, the promise. The only condition is that you practice it. Okay, and you relax. You don't have to force. You don't have to force it. Some days you might try a little, and you just may be like, oh, no. That I don't mean like every single time you have to go for it all the way, but just show up, try it gently. It will get better. Okay, feet together, flex arms over there, and take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Next is rabbit posture. Please turn around, sit on the heels, middle of the mat. Grab the heels from the outside, thumbs on the outside, or get your hands close to that if you can't reach it yet. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Go down front side, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing. Try to get your forehead, first of all, touching the knees, then the top of the head touching the floor. Lift your hips up, rolling forward. I want a full palm grip right on the round part of your heel. So as you lift your hips up, you can put your hand right here on the heel itself. I'll watch you. That's right. Right on the sole of the foot. Yes. And you can lift your hips up. Top of the head has a little bit of pressure to the floor. Hips come up off of the feet. So the knee opens. The knee joint opens to 90 degrees one day. Total spine stretching. That's a second. Your stomach roll forward. Lift your hips up a little more. That's it. Change again. Lower the hips down back to the feet. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. That gentleness that is possible in here and the intensity that is built in or are possible in here. I mean, speaking of things we need, do we not need those things so badly? So badly, just total gentle love, respect of the life. But we do need intensity, guys. Okay. The human system does not do well sitting on the couch. You can see us, what it does to us. Or not just, I don't want to just say sitting on the couch, but thinking that we don't need to push for something physically and or mentally. We've never been that way. I know it seems like this nice fantasy. Oh, I'm just going to sit here, someone's feeding me grapes and I watch Netflix. But then what happens? Our butt starts to hurt and our spine crashes, and our mind goes bonkers. It's a funny place we're in. Weird contradictions there. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up. I'm not saying don't do that. Okay. Rabbit posture. I want to sit and eat grapes and watch Netflix too. Grab the heels or whatever. Be entertained. Grab the heels. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Tuck your chin to the chest. There's nothing wrong with it. It's wonderful. Bring your forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor. Lift your hips up. I'll watch you, Haley. I'll watch your group. You had it fine with the thumbs outside. Just wait. Go ahead. Once you get your head down and your hips up, it'll feel a little better. You won't feel so kind of squished in. You can bring your head, Michelle, towards the knees, all the way in. Exactly. Exactly. So top of the head is on the floor. You got it. Now just lift your hips up. Suck in your stomach till you feel a little stretch somewhere in the back. Excellent. Change again. Lower the hips down to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. So good. Michelle, you feel that on the top of the head?
Yes,
that's great. You got the hang of it, Haley. A few more repetitions, you'll sort of feel like, oh, this is normal now. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Please turn around, face the mirror. We will do one set of head to knee with stretching pose. Bring the right leg out corner-wise. Bend your left knee so you're creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Inhale, arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out. Grab your right foot just a little bit below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex your foot from the ankle. And then you round the spine. Bring your forehead to the right knee. This is first and foremost a compression posture, not a stretching posture. So please bend the right knee until the forehead and knee are together. Flex the foot from the ankle. Then push the knee with the forehead, but make sure the knee doesn't come away from the forehead. Left shoulder down, roll in, everybody. Roll in to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Legs switch. Left leg out, bend the right knee. Push the sole of the right foot against inner left thighs. Try to touch the ceiling. Turn the ribs to the left and grab the left foot. Ideally, the pelvis doesn't turn, just the waistband and rib cage. Grab the foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, then you go down just like rabbit pose, forehead to the left knee. Bend the knee up as much as you need, just a little bit more to get the knee and forehead together. Pull your toes back. Roll into the right, right shoulder down, right elbow down to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. You can bend the knee, Michelle, the left leg. Bend the knee up to the forehead. Yeah, bend. Yes, keep going, keep bending. Everybody else, you can change. Feel free to take your time, Michelle. Now, once you're up, bring the legs straight out. That's right. Mm-hmm. Legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for a quick sit-up. Inhale, breathing. Come up again. Now, for stretching pose, you'll use the first two fingers. Thumb is on top. Wrap around each big toe, and the thumb closes the grip all the way. Then you can walk your hips back. That's right, Haley. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Traveling backwards on the mat. Flex both feet back from the ankles. All 10 toes, especially the pinky toes turning back. Good, Kathy. Inhale, chest up. Slowly push your knees down without compromising the feet flexing back. Looks good at the ankles, Sue. Pull your toes, Alda. Turn the pinky toes back. As you push the knees down, just take your time. Breathe smoothly. Eventually, legs will be locked. Thighs contracted on the top. The heels may come up off the floor a little bit. Stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror stomach to the thighs, chest, breastbone, collarbones forward. Eventually you touch your head to the toes. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Great, turn around, please relax on your back. Inhale and exhale, smoothly by the nose. I know and have had people in here and still practice to this day walking in with a Broadway dance, current Broadway dance physical system, okay, human life, and people walk in here unable to walk the length of a city block because of pain. Both of those people still practice. Okay, they started with very different sort of, you can sort of imagine the way the human system is in both of those cases, right? One mostly sedentary in a lot of pain, other one super coordinated, strong, flexible, right? They are both practicing, both getting tremendous benefit according to where they started, according to what they need. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, half spine twisting posture. In the room, please turn a quarter turn to your right so you're facing the lobby. Bend the left knee in front of you. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, left toes point back. Inhale, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee, push the knee back. This inner elbow pit stays open, and you just turn the hand over, palm down. Right arm goes behind you, if needed, temporarily on the floor to keep the spine straight, but then hand on your back. Palm facing out. Inhale, sit up straight. Turn your head to the right. That's it. Look to the right side. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twisting. And once you get to what feels like your twisted position, smooth breath in and out by the nose. Keep the chest lifted. Two hips on the floor. Right shoulder back. Look to the right. Total spine twisting. Excellent. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms. And then switch the legs. Please, right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor. Heel touching the knee. Two hips on the ground. Inhale, right arm up, cross it over the left knee. So the inner elbow pit stays open, but then you flip the hand palm down, ideally grabbing the knee, pinky finger touching the left ankle. In other words, hand, knee, and heel, all three things touching the floor in front of you. Sit up as tall as you can, left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm out, and then turn your head. If you need the hand on the floor behind you to support the spine, just push it down, lift the chest up. So you have a nice lifted, tall, decompressed spine that you twist. Look to the left side, lean into the left hip a little bit so you can keep both hips equally on the floor. Twist a little bit, now breathe smoothly in and out by the nose. See if the shoulders can drop down any amount. Very nice, change again, untwist, undo the arms and the legs, relax on your back. We'll finish up in a moment with the breathing exercise. What a great class, you guys look amazing. We affect every system with this practice, so far beyond and deeper than what we would call the muscle, bone, joint structural system, and much beyond cardiovascular, what we would call, you know, heart rate, blood vessel stuff. We're getting to the level of endocrine function, nervous system regulation, digestive system, big time. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. For the breathing exercise, if you could please put the masks on in the hot room and sit on the heels, knees and feet together. If you cannot sit that way and you've tried, then sit some other way, spine straight. All right, put your hands on the thighs with elbows locked. Shoulders down. We're trying to keep the body still. The spine, arms, and legs do not move. Just the soft abdomen moves. The lungs move when you exhale. So you're going to suck in the stomach to exhale, relax it. The inhale then will happen automatically. So you can swallow a couple of times. Focus one point. Let's begin exhaling. Belly in. After each in, let it bounce right back out. 2, 3, 4. Second in, very quick. 7, 8. Let it go right back out. So you have maximum movement right at the navel. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Looks good, Sue. Keep the chest up. Good, Kavita. Shoulders down. Try to only move the belly in and out, in and out. That's it. Spine straight. A little stronger. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone take a deep breath in. Inhale on purpose. Exhale all the air. And we'll go a little quicker. Begin. Kavita, that's great. If you miss one or two, join in again. Job, you guys. Turn around, please relax on your back. Outstanding to see you all. Haley, it's so nice to meet you. Good pacing, really good attention. Please hydrate well. I will dim the lights. In the next hour or two, you want to replace fluids and then throughout the day, hydrate before you come to class, hour or two before class. You want to get a little overhydrated. You're going to sweat a lot of elements to go to class. In this last Savasana of the class, you can separate your feet a little wider. You can separate the hands a little wider. Concentrate just on one inhale and then one exhale at a time so that when you no longer have a posture effort, you still have a mental effort at attention, relaxation. It can be an intense effort, but also it's tremendously gentle here, just lying on the floor. So all these things can happen at the same time, coexisting here and when you're not in the hot room. When you're ready to get up here, just come on out of the hot room. Let me know if you have any questions on your way out, please. Have a wonderful day. So nice to be with you all here. Just a reminder of those links where you can support our school and our teaching of this amazing practice, byca.yoga/donate for one-time donations. And then for recurring, you can join our Patreon community, patreon.com/bikramyoga. Have a wonderful day or evening, feeling the wonderful things that you feel after this yoga. See you next time.